My name's Leon Coates, pastor of Kenova Evangelical Church. Making disciples, equipping the saints. Bible-based, Christ-centered. 2 Chronicles 7, 14 to 16. The right demeanor for our prayers to be answered. The text reads, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there." So here the Lord is responding when Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord. And of course in the Old Testament there the Lord had designated that place in Jerusalem, the temple where his presence would be. But now with the coming of Christ, of course, the presence of the Lord is with every believer, and in particular in the gathered church, Emmanuel, God with us, now and evermore. Still, there are some lessons here for us in the right demeanour for our prayer to be answered. Humility, seeking God, and repentance. When we have a sense of who God is, how can it lead us to anything but humility? In the fact that he is so holy and we are sinful, it should drive us to our knees, certainly not to be proud before our God and before other people. We should seek God. Above all else, God calls us to seek him. In Matthew 6, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And we should be repentant of our sin. If we don't do these things, then there is a danger our prayers won't be answered. So be humble, seek God, and be repentant, and then look to the Lord to answer your prayers. Thanks for listening to the Solid Ground podcast. It's our hope that Christians would be encouraged to present a biblical worldview and others would hear the gospel. If you have questions, please email contact@kenovaec.com. That's contact@kenovaec.com.